Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, everyone, and welcome to our Wednesday call with Q. And today, of course, is March the 30th, 2022. To start with, I just thought I'd, I know everybody would like to just kind of listen a little bit to Zareya, so I have Zareya's line open so Zareya can say a few things or say a word or two. Zareya?
Okay, a word or two.
All right. Anything else you would like to say?
Not really. No. It's more or less a cue call.
Well, thank you for being here with us as well, because we love always your loving energy. So it helps with our calls. So thank you for being here. All right. So let's go ahead, everyone, and bring Q in. Here we go.
Good day.
Well, hello there. Welcome, Q. Welcome to our Blog Talk show, and thank you so much for having this call with all of us.
Thank you for having me. It's I feel so fortunate to find you two and have so much camaraderie. It's just such a blessing to find the nurturing that you two have given me and to be able to have peers to collaborate with and the world to collaborate with. I'm just so fortunate that we have you to vet and qualify me so we can get some good information turned over. Love you all. Thank you for allowing me in your space and your time.
You're so welcome. Thank you as well. So with that being said, thank you for that wonderful introduction. And, of course, we feel very highly privileged and honored to have you here on our call with us today and on this special, wonderful 3/30/2022. So before we begin with the Q&A, Q, I know that you have a couple of announcements you'd like to make.
Yes, I am. Last time we did a show, we spent a lot of time, doing some reviewing of some people's health issues. And I want to keep working on that because I'm starting to see a pattern here with what people need. And up until now, it's been kind of broad in how I can help and implement. So I just want to let everybody know that there will be a time very shortly that you'll be able to make appointments with me directly, and we can get a little more quality turnover of healing and help for people and work through it. So I do have someone building a scheduling platform for me, and it won't be too much longer. So, and so I want to make sure I got that out. And Jane, you've been instrumental in coaching me on what might be some good ways to get some, because, you know, with respect to these calls, we only get so much work done with the individuals, and I'm very inspired to keep learning about helping people have resources for them, because it is what we're learning about our bodies and our relationships. I feel like I can help a lot more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like we're kind of losing you a little bit.
How about now?
Oh, that's good. That's very good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And in any event, I just want to make sure it's exclusively for the needs of everyone that calls in, and And so these shows have helped me tremendously to learn what we might all need as a resource and a service. And I can't wait to have that.
Right. I think we can't wait to have that too, you know, being able to call you and have an individual one-to-one without a lot of parameters in terms of like whether it's, you know, half an hour, 15 minutes, or even 5 minutes. So that we'll be looking forward to having that type of relationship with you on a separate call where we can, you know, people can come to you individually and get the time and the relationship built as far as for the healings, et cetera. So thank you for that.
Okay. Real good. So the first thing I'd like to talk about other than those things, if you don't mind, Jane, is I want to explain how I'm able to do the remote healings so people get a little more familiar and or feel more comfortable with how we do it, how we're all capable of doing it. And so basically, we all have the ability to reactivate, recalibrate your genes translation to your physical body and reactivation of the immune system and the healing properties when you're using both the spirit and then the, for lack of a better term, agitation of our genomes. Okay, and so the reason a lot of people get healed instantly and then get back and get sick again is because that imbalance is implemented maybe by our environment or our diet and so forth. And so today I want to give you a natural way to work with your reactivation and immune system. I was really inspired because we had a paralysis question the last show, and I really wanted to work more with them in the interest of time. I don't feel I did enough work with the individual. But basically, I want to promote a technology that was given to the planet on its conception, and it's everywhere, and it's been right underneath our nose, as you can imagine. And what this technology is actually it's really just a natural producing byproduct of life. And so this particulate is in predominantly all plants. And so as an example, notice that if you see a herd of elephants, they never go to the doctor, do they? Or giraffes, or, you know, and I'm being facetious here. The one thing that they all survive on that's in your ancient history on this planet, Sanskrit, I would assume the Emerald Tamarits probably have it too, is polycosanol. Okay, so what that is that is a element that when you digest it, it provides help and service to you to replacing your genome to about 95%. So it's not curing anything. It's repairing the annealment of your genome in alignment with the DNA. And this has been hidden from you for many reasons, obviously. But in the Western world, why we're not getting this in our diet is because we get a lot of processed food. So the rice has a lot of polycosanol in it, jaggery, honey. I prescribed 3 doses of honey with cinnamon to patients, and that's another way to get it instantly and or redundantly if you want. But the reason I'm bringing this up, and I'm not going to do it justice, Dave, for the interest of time, but when we get out of balance, per se, it's really about the volume of minerals and vitamins going one direction or the other. We're basically a big harbor, as I know I'm preaching to the choir with these doctors, we're big bacteria catcher. Viruses, if you like, I'm not fond of that word, but these bacteria, I can shake your hand and give you 500 different diseases. And I can go in the other room and those same diseases will change shape and form. And so they're always moving. And so our body is constantly warding these things off on this planet. So what I would suggest, if you want to get better at this and research and so forth, is to look up a company called NanoSoma. And there's many people that make polyphenol in a dry form or pill. But NanoSoma, go ahead.
Yeah,
I'll give you the
webpage. You're breaking up.
Yep. And as you can imagine, this is a popular topic.
It is.
NanoSoma is a liquid form. I think you can find a webcast of nanosoma.com. The doctors have put it together.
Right.
I think you can find it on Project Camelot right now. But anyway, work hard at doing it.
Yeah. Can I ask you, can I just mention something, Q?
Yeah,
go ahead. Real quick. I don't mean to interrupt. But that is what we have been endorsing for quite some time already, is the NanoSoma.
I'm just getting to your product. Now, what I noticed about Billy, her products that you all have been bringing around, is notice that they all have polycosanol. So I found the marriage to be quite interesting, and I just wanted people to feel comfortable using it, and or if
I'm so sorry, but I feel like you're coming close and then you're far away. Sounds like you're close and then you're far away again. So
how about now?
Yeah, that's good again. Uh-huh.
Okay. And that's all I had to say about that. And I know it was redundant, but I just wanted to remind everybody to work hard to support that group and others. And to look for the natural producing foods that have polyphenol in them, like honey and jaggery and so forth.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for that. Many of the people already that are listening have already participated, have taken the NanoSoma, and with that particular ingredient that you've already mentioned. So that's really great. That's great to hear.
Yeah, I forgive the redundancy. I just...
No, that's okay. I'm glad that you brought it up. Thank you.
Some of the healings I'm aware of are Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, cancers, arthritis. Again, very redundant, I'm sure, for this crowd. But, hey, it's your show, so how would you like to proceed?
Well, I was wondering if you could go back again to the remote healing. So when you do remote healing, are you kind of going in there as a remote viewer with that person? Or what is that process?
Okay, and so that's what's I was doing my best to explain that. So when I merge, just creating a stimulation for the genome, physical body, with the spirit. So I'm merging with the light body, which is reactivating the stimulation and the immunity process the DNA has, in most cases, stifled the individual who needs the healing. So
that's
I'm just going the other way to the physical. And
okay.
That's the short version.
Okay. So when there are many of us, for example, how does that work? Because we can feel that energy. We can feel it through you, just energetically, some of it, right?
Right. So it really is primarily through the Merkabah. So the annealment of the Merkabah into the physical body. So if we, and that's what's so important about why the Nanosoma group is important, because they understand that if you are not, in addition to it, to a high frequency, it's not going to be successful like everything. So having a solid belief system and intentions is the primary service to yourself from spirit. Mm-hmm. I hope that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hate to, just to bother you again, but is there a reason why it sounds like you're it's clear and then not quite so clear and a little bit foggy when you're speaking?
Is this any better?
Yeah, that's better. But then that's good for a while, and then it kind of changes again, where it's kind of faded slightly, something like that.
Yeah, hang on.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Yes, thank you. All right. Okay. Well, very.
There's a little fun going on my end. Forgive me.
That's okay. We get it. So thank you for that explanation. So that's mm-hmm. the process of how you merge, or with beings, and how, and then you go directly into, you merge with the light body, which is beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, it's going to be real common for us to recalibrate and reconfigure with some of these healing machines and so forth, and so I just want to bring some clarity to it, because some of us have more or less DNA restricting the light body. That's all that's really going on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just a couple of questions. Let me see. I'm looking at the time a little bit. So a couple of questions that have kind of come to mind as well.
Okay.
And one is in regards to ascension. We speak a lot about ascension. And we know that the body, when the body leaves, when you leave the body, the body itself goes into ashes versus, when we're going to be ascending with our bodies. So to clarify for us what ascension is, Gail, and ascension, mm-hmm. what happens in ascension when you just drop the body, for example, and go into ashes, et cetera.
Perfect transition. So one of the great tools for physical ascension is the element polycosanol, and so all of us need to have a very strong amount of it in our diet continuously. As you notice, we used to live a long time, and our environment doesn't help us. But essentially, the easiest way I could explain ascension is the universe has provided, we have provided a way to recalibrate and reconfigure ourselves to, say, our first incarnation, our first life, or have other choices as well, and erase duality and start all over again. And so this is a natural occurring event that's always happened approximately every 2,000 years in our timelines on Earth. But essentially, every 2,000 years, you've done it, and you either got on the train or you came right back here again. And so that's why I'm doing the work I'm doing, is to remind everybody you can leave here if you want. And or you can stay and have some more fun and get some more work done. But essentially, we just reconfigure and recalibrate our light body back to where we would like to go.
Okay. All right. So now let's talk a little bit about the collective ascension. And mm-hmm. We know that is in the process. Where are we in that spectrum of getting to that point where we all collectively will ascend? Because that's really seems to – we're always talking about that.
Okay, define collective.
The collective – okay, so the collective are those that are maybe listening, those that are already of a higher frequency or vibration, whose hearts mm-hmm. are in the right place and ready to let go of the 3D, because we know that we didn't come from here. We've come from higher mm-hmm. higher levels of existences. So I guess that's kind of how to say it simply. Moving. So talking about the collective in terms of the community of spiritual people that are already working on this ascension path.
Okay, so the ability to leave the planet right now is possible. So, of course, you all will know who you are because you may have, of course, joined with someone and emerging or otherwise. And then this opportunity to, you say, collectively ascend is really up to each and every individual. And so as it relates to time, I'm not going to be able to change my opinion. It's roughly every 2,000 years based on our evolvement collectively or individually. And so if this goes for what's unique about here is the way we're measuring time is obviously right. fraudulent. But to make a linear statement, I will hold to that as a collective. It's right now, if you'd like. It's really up to us.
Okay. Yes. Okay. All right. So as we're moving towards that point, and mm-hmm. many of us already are working at activating, reactivating our pineal gland or, mm-hmm. you know, doing and taking classes so that we can be more intuitive or help ourselves to open up our third eye. So do you have any thoughts on those things in terms of what can we do more so that we can get to
sure.
where we want to be?
Well, yeah, pick one. what do you... We could do
okay.
this all day. I love it. How about, okay.
Right.
Let's talk. I like the topic of the third eye. I like horoscopes too. Anyway, I'm not very funny today. I'm a little tired today, so forgive me. So the third eye is, been apprehended, of course, for me by a lot of teachings that are really getting us to pray outside of ourselves. And I don't come across as very popular, but when I call prayer P-R-E-Y, because a lot of times we get really strong at praying and we let things in or we leave our body and things can jump in and so forth. So the pituitary gland is really, it is a great tool, but we must all remind ourselves that it's a swinging door. It swings both ways. And so playing with it is fun, but it's like everything else. It's a muscle and you need to take great care of it. So one thing that's fun to do is you can take your finger and point it in the back of your head right through the middle of the pituitary gland, and you can actually feel the light from your light body go through your pituitary gland out into the universe. And you can do it the other way too. And you can oppose them. The pituitary gland is something very unique to the human being. And it was, for me, it was designed to be hacked continuously.
Okay, we're talking about two things. We're talking about the pineal gland as well as the pituitary gland.
Both of them are...
they're both
did I say,
very...
No, wait, yeah. did I say... I said pineal, did I not?
Pituitary. No.
Forgive me.
Pituitary. we knew that you meant the pineal gland.
Yeah, forgive me. I'm a little rummy today. But,
no,
yeah, so in any event, the... the reason for the hacking is really to be the reception for the telephone that's on your head. So you got a receiver and you've got a transmitter would be the best I could do with that.
So if let's just say we want to activate or open up the pineal gland, right? So just, for example, so we could just do a command. I command spirit that my pituitary gland is completely reactivated, that it be reactivated now or something like that.
Yeah.
We shouldn't do that, right?
So that's what I'm getting at is we want to work with our heart center for meditation.
Okay.
It is what I'm doing my best to communicate. Again, the pineal gland is designed to be hacked. Not to say it doesn't come into it has good resources, but once you see the difference and you do the exercises, it'll come crystal clear.
Okay. So then, because you know, that's something that a lot of us probably have learned over time, that if you want to become more, if you want to be fully awakened in terms of fully conscious, you know, so that would be one of the ways in which one can try to achieve that. So if we don't do that, if we just do the commands, I command my spirit to remember all of my memories or all of my knowledge now. That's separate because that's coming from your heart.
Yeah, so that's my suggestion is you keep working with that. And that's also the easiest way to go through the ascension process, and that is to stop thinking.
Okay, so we just do the commands. Gotcha. That's all, because the other part is all about thinking. Okay. All right. Well, I think that works well for me in terms of understanding. So we better move forward to some Q&A for you.
Thanks a lot.
So I think thank you, Q, for answering those questions. All right. So let's go ahead and get started. And all right, so let's go ahead and get, well, you know, I know who's here almost all of the time. All right, Kwani, we're going to call you in. 208 ending in 1894.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate you calling on me, Jane, and so grateful to be talking to Q. I just want to repeat what you just said, that the nanosoma is good for Parkinson's disease.
Shouldn't have any problem. It's either you can start on your own if you can't get a hold of those guys. There's other people who are going to start processing them. But the reason I like nanosoma is because of the acceleration of how he's condensed the polycosanol. But certainly you can try jaggery on a regular diet, and that's the sugar cane that gets condensed after you remove the water. I find it everywhere, and you can get it from honey. And obviously, it all has to be raw. But certainly, one of the technologies I was involved in quite a while ago was algae blooms, and had an alternative fuel process. Was very successful, and of course you don't see it on the market today because it would have destroyed the petrochemical industry. But the byproduct of the algae blooms made superfood for livestock. So I would expect you're going to see that technology before too long as well. So, you know, like cows and sheep, grains are not their natural diet. And they always had grasses and heavy leafy food that had a lot of polycosanol in it. And so, anyway, yeah, anything with that matrix is going to increase the recalibration and reconfiguring of the genome, and it'll help you regulate the volume of minerals and vitamins you need because it's not curing anything. It's just rebalancing the relationship to the DNA.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jane.
Okay. Thank you, Pawnee. Great question. Thank you. All right. Now, the next question is 314 ending in 2036.
Hi, Jane.
Whoops.
Q, very pleased to meet you. This is Jim from St. Louis.
Good day to you. Yeah. Thanks for allowing me to be in your space.
Yes, thank you for all the information you put out there for us. But my question was about my knee. Of course, I've had knee problems my whole life. I'm 64, but they started in eighth grade. But anyway, it's a stainless steel. Both knees are stainless steel. And the one old guy did a good job on my left knee, and the guy that did my right knee, it's been 8 years now. It's been swollen every day, and it's reduced my workforce by 50%. Mm-hmm. I'm a carpenter by trade, and, you know, I was always working, and now it's just after 4 hours, my knee, I can't bend it, and it's swollen, and, you know. So you got any remedies for that?
Yeah, so, getting to be a more common question, people putting in things outside themselves in themselves, because this is not a knock by any means, but the medical industry has done a good job of tricking us that we can't self-heal. And so we're putting Teflon, plastic, metal in us. And so you tell me how we're going to rebalance your genome when you have a piece of metal in you. Okay, so it gets a little tricky, because what we're going to do is we're going to be able to rebalance everything but the part that's missing, right?
What would part be missing?
So watch this. So you've got metal in your leg, is what I heard. Is that correct?
Yeah, both knees. Yes, sir.
Okay, and that's to reinforce the stability of the knee. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's a total knee replacement. Yeah.
Okay, and so now, what your body will naturally do is say, okay, this is not me. What is this? And so it is, as much as powerful as you are, it doesn't have a tool to adapt necessarily. Everyone's different to the foreign material that's in your leg. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And the pain is being recognized by the adversity of this thing that's not you, right? So believe it or not, the same product I just promoted is going to help you. But I will show you how to do it yourself too, okay? Would that be okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so are you sitting down?
I am.
Okay, and what geography are you in?
St. Louis, in the middle of the country, Missouri.
Okay, St. Louis, Missouri. Okay. It's okay if I come in your space a little bit?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, so can you breathe three times with me?
I can.
Okay, I'll count. Ready? One. Two. Three. Okay, good job. Repeat after me. I command prime creation.
I command prime creation.
To heal and balance me now.
To heal and balance me now.
I command prime creation.
I command prime creation.
To heal and balance me now.
To heal and balance me now.
I command my spirit.
I command my spirit.
To heal and balance me now.
To heal and balance me now.
Count after me. 10.
10.
9.
9.
8.
8.
7.
7.
6.
6.
5.
5.
4.
4.
3.
3.
2.
2.
1.
one.
Yeah. Okay, real good.
Now, is that what you said now?
Perfect. All right, now, try and think for me.
Thanks.
Okay, how are we feeling? Don't look at any one part of your body, but how are you feeling in general?
My eyes are closed, so I'm feeling relaxed and comfortable.
Okay.
I have no pain. I'm very tolerable. You know, there's no pain. It never
okay.
was pain. I've had more pain in my life. It's just not, it's gone away. No more pain.
Okay, so now the more you do it, you should be feeling pretty good now. That was, you get two waves usually, depending on where you're at in your perspective. Okay, so what you can do now is do that. You want to affirm that you just healed yourself in the intent. So our heads are really good at doubting that we actually instantly healed. And then we trip or something, and then we reinforce or we hurt ourselves. Or you know what I'm saying? In any event,
yes.
if you do that exercise, maybe do it, start with three times a day, do it every day for 5 minutes, you're going to watch the body go, hey, I can adapt to this thing that's in here. The pain will disappear. But the diet, like I was talking today about, you know, hanging on to things that are helping you realign, reorganize your genomes is really important. And that's all we just did right now. That's all we did.
Right.
Okay.
So it's just like, I guess it would be like out with the negative and in with the positive.
Well, not necessarily. It's just we're just rebalancing through our Merkaba. So the light is what we are. And so you had a little help from someone today. So it's easier to heal. Seriously, it's easier to heal when you have someone with you, because that's why this place was made, with the mind. But you can do it with yourself anytime you want. Does that help you?
Yes, that helps me. Yeah, it's very knowledgeable.
All right.
So
have fun with it. Yep.
And,
have fun. It has to be out loud. It has to be.
Sir.
And I know it's not fun to hang out at the library and be the quacko, but you know. But you're literally talking to yourself when we do this. So.
Yeah.
Thanks for allowing me to do that. You have a beautiful day.
So one more thing about that nanosomal. Should I get some of that and start using that?
I guarantee you, it'll change your life.
And honey and cinnamon.
Yeah. So I would take a couple doses of honey every day, and that'll change your life too. It's got to be raw. The reason I endorse cinnamon with it, because it helps infuse it a little faster into your digestive tract.
Cinnamon. You said cinnamon?
Yeah. So
okay.
It's really good when you have internal medicine issues like cold, virus, whatever. You should be able to lick it if you stay on a steady diet of that.
Very well. Very, very much knowledge. And thank you so much for coming into my space and helping me.
You betcha. Have fun.
I'll keep listening. Thank you.
You betcha.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Jim. All right. Next caller now is 402 ending in 1000. Oh, hold on a sec. There we go.
This is my first time calling.
Hello?
My name's Brooks. Can you hear
Hi,
me okay?
Brooks.
My name's Brooks. Hi,
yes,
just want to let
you
know
you.
I really enjoy. Okay. I just want to make a comment. I really, really enjoy Q, everything that you've done. I've been listening to Q since about June of 2020 on Ted Marr's show.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've listened to every show that you've had. I just really appreciate everything. One thing I was kind of curious if there's, you said several months ago about the light ship, and I was wondering if there's actually more than one Q.
Okay, so we give the Cliff Notes version because, you know, we got a lot of people to talk to, but if you want to get a better historian on how we do it, go to there's an incredible person who made an incredible webpage to get a lot of those kind of questions answered. And that webpage is called forthepeople.space. And go in the upper right-hand corner and get in the menu bar there. And what you're going to see is a narrative of that exact question. But essentially, we come down as a three of us primarily for at least the Q technology. So this is there are a lot of other team members though. Okay, so I'll just talk about the Q posts in general. The reason the Q posts work is because there's a gateway on a quantum computing system. And the gateway is basically, and this is why nobody can be Q per se as it pertains to the linear information, is basically that gateway is going to and from our collective consciousness. So the people using that computer, they're sorting and extrapolating all of the truth on this planet. And then you can see how I'm not a huge fan of the way they're sorting it, but it does make sense to me a little more and more that when you measure a collective consciousness for a planet, we'll say, or you can do it in geographies, what you can do is you can assess what is digestible for that collective consciousness per se. That's very few words for how it works, but essentially it takes three of us to go to and from the light ship. We call it that because it's confusing when we explain that it's a universe around your universe. Yeah, so that's a very long story to explain.
Are you the same Q that was on Ted Marr's show in the year 2020? Are you different?
No, when you talk to me, what does it feel like?
I think you have a twin brother or someone.
That's me that's on the show, okay. And so a lot of questions like that, what you can do, and this is why it's such a privilege and an honor to work with Billy and Jane. Mind you, I am a little tired today, but a lot of my communications on these phones get played with too. And so today there is a tremendous amount of tension on me. That's part of it. They do have technology to screw with my frequency because you're getting a lot more information from me than my words to you. So I'm able to download you a lot of information. So now if you just breathe, you can ask the question again, and who do you think I am?
Well, you really sound the same, but it's just, they'd have those voice modulators, and I didn't know if you were the same or if you had a twin brother or if you had a
what I'm suggesting is you're getting more of your discernment back, and you should be able to see who's who now, but certainly you are talking to the same person. Is there a question I can answer for you?
No, that you answered it. Thank you so much for everything you do.
My love to you. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, thank you, Brooke. All right, everyone. Everyone has been very quiet. So if you would like to continue with our call with Q, go ahead and press 1 so you can come on board and ask a question from Q. So otherwise, I'm just going to go in there and ask another question of Q. But, this is your call. Oh, here we go now. All right. So let's go ahead then to the next caller we have. And hold on a second. Let me go back here a little. Okay. So our next caller now is 314 and 31. No, I'm sorry. Not 314. It's 615 ending in 8484. 8484.
Hi, Q. How are you?
A good day to you. Thank you for allowing me to participate with you.
Absolutely.
Could you
thank
let
you
us know
for,
who you are?
Yes, my
yes,
name is Michonne. Yeah, my
okay.
name is Michonne, and I actually spoke with you, Q, back in August 18th of 2020. And I'm a healer, so I do a lot of stuff. And just kind of wanted to get some pointers from you and that kind of thing. So I have been getting messages 2017 to get off the grid, and which I have been doing so. Of course, it's very lonely out here, considering that no one understands why I've been doing this for so long, and literally can fit everything that I own in my car, have become a complete minimalist, and started a group or a page on Facebook even today. Well, I started the page a few days ago, but called We Are Source because of you, and also started doing videos on command.
Hey, Michelle, what's your question?
What I would like to know is how we can better, I guess, use our Merkaba.
Well, first you have to wake up.
Yeah.
That's not funny.
It was funny.
Okay, literally just getting up is I mean, wiggle your finger. That's what, I mean, it's,
okay.
I do my best to simplify things for many reasons. It's an unbelievable feat that you can wiggle your finger because of the energy of the spirit. And, the tools that I'm promoting are the best way to grow your light body. So I'm going to change your words a little bit, forgive me. But the more you remove the restrictions of the DNA, is the more you're going to be working with your light body. And I know it gets redundant, but this version of humans is very well designed to incrementally, we'll all get it all back. You don't have a choice in that. It's just they've done such a good job of stifling it. And then they gave us an interesting environment to live in, too.
To say the least.
Yeah, I hope that helps.
I just wanted to see if there was any other thing. I would love to do a show with you, too, if you would ever be interested in that. So.
Stay tuned. We're going to have a calendar for me, and I welcome everybody to see what we can collaborate. Can't wait to do massive cat collaborations with groups and individuals, whichever. Awesome. Healings, doesn't matter. I want to give people access to me as much as possible.
That sounds wonderful.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, too. Thank you, Jane.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Our next caller now is 360, ending in 9060.
Hello. Yeah, hello. This is Monica. But it's 9050.
Okay,
so I was a little bit...
Oh, 9050. Thank you.
Yeah, I was confused.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Jane.
Right.
And hi, Q. I just want to ask the creation lightship, is that the same like the New Jerusalem? Or is this just frequencies?
Okay, so that's a confusing question for me. Can you define the Jerusalem statement?
New Jerusalem is supposedly where Sananda exists. It's like how they picture it's like a city in the skies and high frequencies. So then for me it's like, the frequency is that one and the same. I personally feel it's not totally the same.
Yes. Okay. So, based on that interpretation, it is a way to explain the higher dimensional realities. That's all it really is. But there was a lot of trickery as well, because there was false idols associated with that. But certainly it was more common to be able to talk about the other dimensions, the other realities. mm-hmm. and was more commonplace, of course. Does that help a little bit?
That is helpful. Wonderful.
Yeah.
But when you just said thoughts, idealities, this means creation lightship is use discernment?
You're right. So the creation lightship is different because what we're able to do is create a universe around your universe. So as an example, you can go to the creation lightship if you're the right frequency right now if you wanted to. We call it a lightship, so it's easier to maybe translate into multiple languages and digest information that just your abilities create another place for you to go whenever you want. We've just done it with Matt with an intention of helping out through the ascension process, and that's why we're here.
I personally, more and more, I feel I'm one with everything, and the question is whether then I really need to go there.
Very good. I hope that helps.
Yeah, that helps.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Q.
Thank you, Monica.
I really appreciate.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Bye now.
Thank you.
Okay.
Jane?
Next caller.
Billy's
got
a question.
Gurea.
No, it's not a question. It's a statement, or a couple of them, actually. First off, the galactic disclosure, or when that's coming, when it comes, it's going to have the celestial chambers. The celestial chambers will reconfigure your entire DNA. It will rebuild what you've lost. If you have missing arms, it will replace them. If you have metal legs, it will transmute the metal back into bone and reconstitute the DNA. The New Jerusalem, according to my father's understanding and that they've been telling us, is that New Jerusalem is stationed in front of what is termed Venus in the night sky. When you look at Venus, you see it real as being quite bright. The reason it's quite bright is because there is a ship that is stationed right directly in front of it, not right next to it, but right in the same alignment as the planet, and it is New Jerusalem. It is a ship. It's 2,000 miles in diameter, and it is a, if you look through a telescope, it's elongated. So stars are not elongated.
Hey, Zaria, I do have a question
yes.
for you talking about New Jerusalem. Is New Jerusalem
yes.
basically a 5D ship?
Is it
or
a 5D
I
ship?
Would like to answer. Yeah, fifth dimensional ship.
I would say higher dimension than that. I would say it's a higher dimension than that.
Okay.
Yeah, it is a higher. It's more like in between sixth and seventh dimension area. It is a more advanced dimension than what's here.
Okay.
Okay. And I think Q
right.
will confirm
thank
that.
You.
Yeah.
All
so
right.
it's
thank
easier
you,
to. Can you hear me, okay, Jane?
Yes, we can.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So as you can see, it gets a little confusing when we talk about ships that are alive.
Yes.
And living spaces, and you can. So we all have the ability to transfer our light body to other dimensions, and you can move your dimension or frequency with a bunch of us. And so, if you want to give it, I dodge titles a lot because I know how they get manipulated here, but certainly I agree with everything. Billy just mentioned.
Okay, very good. All right, our next question now is coming from 647 ending in 0877.
Hello, it's Kevin from
yes.
Toronto.
Hello,
how
Kevin.
Are you?
Thanks
very for
good.
Taking my call, Q. I'm wondering, I've been on the NanoSoma for almost a year. I dropped about 40 pounds within 4 months. Then I felt okay, but then came, since November, December, I've had this rash come down my legs and my thighs. And I'm wondering what that was about, because I thought, I know I'm detoxing at the same time, but I can't, I went off the NanoSoma for the last like 3 weeks, and I'm still trying to figure out why this rash will not leave and get out of my, you know, skin, out of my system.
Okay, is it okay to Yeah, is it okay to come in your space a little bit?
Yes, please do. Thank you.
So where are you located geographically?
Toronto.
Yeah, like that's a pretty big area.
I'm in Sherbourne.
Okay.
Pretty much right in the heart of the city.
Okay, real good. It's just when there's a lot of people in a big city, it gets. I gotta take a look, put a little more care into it. Okay, hang on a second. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. All right. So, did you used to work in an environment where there was a lot of electronics? I know that's common for all of us now, but.
No.
Is that a no?
Right.
Okay, and where you live now, explain to me the electronics you have in your house.
I have a desktop computer. I have a new television.
Okay, there's something with the house. Do you have several homes around you too?
I'm in an apartment building. I noticed
okay.
A year or two ago.
Yeah, I got it. Go ahead, though. You say it again?
I noticed about a year or two ago they put up 5G towers on the building.
Yeah, I already got
and
it now. Anyway. Okay, so thanks a lot. Okay, so two things. One, the electromagnetic frequency in your building, the building has a poor ground. Okay, and so the transient electricity is being triangulated and affecting you. And so you need to get some harmonic filters. They're real cheap. And that's the good news. The bad news is you got to get everybody else in the building to get harmonic filters and or have the building tested for dirty power. So the short version is you're real sensitive to dirty power, and that's creating a reaction. It's also going to create a reaction with the nano product, because it's rebalancing you all the time, but you're bouncing right out of it because the electromagnetic frequencies are spazzing it out. So that's the short version. My suggestion is you move somewhere where you're not in a dirty power building, or where people understand harmonic filtration on their building. Does that help?
Yes. Q.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Can I ask a question for you, for Kevin? So he's developed this rash, and is this the first time you've had a rash over these past several months?
Yes.
So
yes.
Now it doesn't help that you've got 5G. I don't give anybody more credit than the other. They're all bad, right? So when you're
bad,
in a
right?
dense city like that, when you're in a dense city like that, it's so much easier for. So we're just little sponges running around picking it up.
Right.
And so
okay.
So yeah, you know, I know we all can't live in the country because of, you know, some of our beliefs and desires, but that's what's going on, and it's a very common question for me. Thanks for letting me come in your space. I'll let go now.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
So Q, thank you, Kevin. So someone like Kevin, would your answer also be that he needs to get back on the NanoSoma, right?
It was designed for all humans. It's in all humans.
Okay.
We're supposed to have it continuously.
Ah, okay. Very good. Thank you. All right. Next caller now is 702, ending in 5188. Thank you for that. Thank you, Q.
All right,
hello,
everyone. Yes, hello. You are?
Hello. Yes, I'm Crystal in San Diego.
Okay. Hello, Crystal.
And it's such a delight. Thank you so much for all the work you're doing, all of you. My question is, I have been to several healers, doctors, and I cannot get rid of a mucus that is in the body that really affects me at night when I lay down. And I've had different ones tell me this and that, the other, I should move out of the area because of the dampness, or that I am coming into the fifth dimension and my body's trying to get used to it. I just want to be sovereign here and heal myself, but I look forward to an opportunity if you can help me, Q.
You betcha. Thanks for allowing me to be in your space. And
thank you.
It's a great honor, and you're very brave to bring this up. Isn't the fifth dimension a new band? Isn't it a rock band? Just kidding. Okay.
Yes, it was one of my favorites, actually.
Yeah, okay. See how synchronicity works? Okay. So tell me about when you say mucus, you mean your lungs?
Well, I can't quite tell. I've taken one of these little things that you breathe in to open up the lungs at night. I feel like it's in my head, in my lungs. Is it coming from my stomach? Some said it's a fungus. I've been doing all kinds of things to try to clear fungus.
Okay. So have you done any of the exercises I've done on the shows?
Yes. And also
okay.
I've taken the NanoSoma.
Okay. Now, so when in regards to healing, you know, I always do my best to identify if we're not healing, we have to ask ourselves why. So start looking around your environment, and the environment might be in your head too. So yeah, and I'm encouraging everybody to call healing as why am I not healing, or I'm sick, why am I not getting better? Because it's always going to be, there's always going to be the root cause analysis for all ailments is going to be you, where you live, what you're taking in, the people you hang out with. It's everything is frequency and light. So if we're not recalibrating, reconfiguring and healing each and every day, you have to ask yourself, what could it be? Now, San Diego is an interesting place because you've got some big military bases there. Is there a possibility you live close to Miramar?
Yes, I'm in between Miramar and the base north of me.
So you don't have to ask how I know that, but when you start engaging with me, I can see where you're at, and it's when you start looking at how they triangulate, especially that city, radar, all those bases. Well, Miramar at least is up on a ridge, and so it makes like a blanket. And then your airport is out on the coast there. I spent a lot of time in that area. So you've now got, you're basically in a triangle of hyperbolic radio and radar, and you've got the full gamut there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do get a lot of calls from that area. And notice some days the whole town is freaked out over something, like everybody's scurrying around faster they should be. You know, that's one of the symptoms I see when you have a small area with all that radar and all that electromagnetic frequencies. So my suggestion, you may not like it, but I would get out of there unless you have a solution for sure.
And it only really happens at night when I lay down. When I lay down in the afternoon for a nap, but at night, which is so strange to me.
So it's one of the reasons I'm redundantly bringing up Thylacosunol, because it works 100% of the time, that element on our planet, or something's distracting the recalibration, reconfiguring of your cells. So There's always, it's almost always electromagnetic frequencies, though, almost always.
Mm-hmm.
So does that help a little bit?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's a pretty tough area you're in, one of the toughest.
So the only way is to move out. There's no other way.
Maybe you could go over to Miramar and ask those guys to shut the garbage off. I don't know if that'll work.
Okay.
Thank you.
So much.
Thank you, Crystal. All right. Bye-bye. Okay. All right. You're doing great, Q. Thank you. And our next caller is 480 ending in 4412. Oops. Here we go. 4412.
Hello, Jane.
Welcome.
Yes. Welcome, Jane and Q. Hello.
And you are?
Great.
Hello?
I am Joseph from Arizona.
All right, Joseph. Welcome.
Great day to you. Thank you for allowing me to be in your space. How would you like to proceed?
Yes, I have this feeling that my sovereignty is always being violated, and that may be the reason why I'm not healing. Is there any truth to that?
Well, join the club. Let's see here. I'm going to start a spiritual legal system is what I'm going to do.
There you go.
Say, hey, we know who you are now. Well, give me some examples if it's not too personal and you want to share. I deal with the aliens every day. So, it is my primary messaging that, you know, most of us are struggling with a lot of the aliens, although we're getting better because we're reaching our frequencies. Excuse me. But go ahead. Can you give me some examples and I'll show you how you can work with it?
Well, I'm not terribly sure. I think I'm connected to all these various, say, angels and masters and so forth. But then I keep getting bad information. And then if I call on Michael, he tells me that your sovereignty has been violated.
Okay, perfect. That's good. Hold me there.
My eyesight.
Yeah. Okay, hang on just a second.
Yeah.
Got to hold me at one topic so I can stay on track for you. All right. So let's take Archangel Michael, or you have an ascended master you're working with. Is that correct?
Sandalphon and okay. Yeshua.
Okay. So now tell me, where are these individuals?
Where are they?
Yeah. This is not a flip question.
I assume they're outside of me, actually.
They're outside of me. Okay, so are we channeling these individuals in meditation or just in our day-in, day-out life?
Probably both, but mostly day-in and day-out life.
Okay, and they come in through transient messaging? They come in through clairaudience, clairvoyance, telepathy? How do they come in?
Well, basically I ask them, call them in and talk to them.
Okay. So you've asked them to come into you, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, did you get their identification?
I do. And then I ask them if they would swear on the soul of Mother Earth or Mary Magdalene or somebody.
All right. So you want the brutal honesty? On
yeah.
the radio? Okay. So, okay. When we work with beings outside of ourselves, they're outside of ourselves, okay? There's
right.
nothing higher than you. Nothing. Now, I didn't say it's not fun to go chat with people across the universe, but your clue is if there is a name, you're being tricked. Okay. If you see identity, it's not the individual, because that's not how the higher frequency beings work. They do not violate your space. That's how intelligent and respectful and beautiful they are. They would never do that. That's your clue. So, mm-hmm. as I said before, I deal with the aliens all the time, and you are too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not discrediting your capability, but if you're channeling something outside yourself, see, source doesn't need to go anywhere. Your source, your God, your light body. You don't need anything higher. There's nothing higher than you is what I'm trying to get at.
Right. So if I go from the perspective of I am God and I'm calling on the part of me that is Yeshua or is Michael or so forth, mm-hmm. does that change the energy?
No. So this is an exciting topic. Thank you very much. Okay. So notice when you're participating with these individuals, it's with the mind. So
right.
if you use your heart center, and so it takes exercise. It's not easy to get outside our heads. Trust me, we're all learning, and we're all learning different ways. But when you start using the heart center to observe information, it'll never fail you, and the mind always fails you because you can't. The information, the reason I have a lot of information is it's through a feel, the light feels the volume of information. It doesn't see it per se.
Mm-hmm.
Very difficult to explain. But so when you observe information, you can't, the light body will never be wrong. It's kind of like, you know, when someone's, sneaking up behind you, you always know it. That's what
yeah.
it feels like when you're looking at information through the heart center. I hope that helps you.
And
so if these guys are attacking you, and in most cases they are, because they got an easy way into your funnel, what you can do is slow things down. And here's how, here's a really simple way to remove them. Okay. So they only mm-hmm. have that. So we give them a lot of hope. Okay, they don't survive without us, because we're creating the universe that they're attempting to stick with you in. So what you can do is, if you want to observe them to qualify them and identify them, you can do many things. But here's the easiest way: you can say out loud, if you have one active that's in your space, or just in your etheric field, you can say this out loud. I like to do it three times to make it stick. I command Prime Creator to show this individual's true identity. And I guarantee you will see it instantly. Okay. Now, if you want to remove it and you got a bad guy there who's screwing with you, you do the same thing. I command Prime Creator to remove this being now. Okay. You can use light too. You can use harmonics. But that's one way to start, identifying these individuals and reversing them. So we do give them hope, because everybody, in my opinion, everything has about 3 seconds to go to the light, or they can stay in the dark and they just disappear. They're gone forever. So they don't like that, because they're never going to exist ever again, whereas we live forever.
Right.
Does that help you?
So
does that help
there
you?
Something... Yeah, is there something blocking my heart from feeling and connecting through the heart?
Yeah, it's right between your ears.
Ah, alrighty.
So it takes practice, and you know, I don't mean to be disingenuous and flip, but you know, do the exercises I've promoted, and Ron Amatron has. Keep doing the one that I see for you that would be beneficial is recognizing the difference. In the style in which you meditate and have your free space. So we should always be in a meditative state, not using your brain. If you can't stop thinking, that's your clue. You should probably do the mind-to-heart drop or others that you prefer. And mm-hmm. that muscle is just going to get stronger and stronger and stronger.
Thank you.
Thank you. Beautiful day to you.
Blessings.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Billy. You scare me. I feel like I'm in trouble.
No, you're not in trouble.
Jeez.
But I just want to add a little more to what you were saying today. also understand that once you receive a healing, whether it's through Q or whether it's through my father or whether it's through me, you also have a little critter known as the power of attraction, okay? The power of attraction is quite strong. So once you receive a healing and you accept it, you're good to go. However, the moment you say, I have something, it's coming right back into your body. I guarantee it. So you will get it back if you fall prey to the power of attraction, the law of attraction. Meaning anything you say becomes reality because thought is the creator as thought always is. And the law of attraction is also absolute. If you think you have a rash, you have a rash. If you think you are sick, you're sick. If you think you are healed, completely healed, and you don't remind yourself otherwise that you'll retain your healing. But the moment you say, I have blankety blank, you just canceled your healing. Think about
that. Okay. Thank you, Zaria. Thank you. All right.
No, that's my favorite saying. Don't you think? Nobody gets it. Nobody
that
gets
it. That is one of your favorite sayings. Yes, we know.
All right. I'm wearing some of these out. I know it.
Okay. All right. Next is 949 ending in 1451.
Hi, Jane.
Hello.
Thanks for taking my call.
And you are?
Also, thanks for... This is Carmela from California.
Okay, Carmela. Nice to have you here.
Thank you. And thanks for letting me ask Q my 500 questions. Good day, Q. Really appreciate you spreading the truth the way you do. My question today is about faith. I have a very strong vision for where I want to see the planet be at, and I'm very attached to it. But I find myself having doubt sometimes, and I know that's not going to work. But I was wondering if you have any suggestions on how to, or what is your definition of faith? Because I'm sure that was hijacked as well.
Faith. And thanks for letting me participate and play on this call with you. I appreciate it very much. And if you have 500 questions, look forward to me having a portal so you can call into me and make appointments in the future. So. And it turns out I'm becoming a little popular. I'm blessed and very fortunate. Our faith for me is your inspiration and excitement. And when you notice things that you can't wait to do in your life, informally or informal, that is my definition of faith in yourself. And yes, faith, in my opinion, has been hijacked because we're looking for something outside of ourselves that's going to nurture and fulfill me when it's really right in between your chest plate. Mm. So it's my great desire to get everybody making their choices in their life undeniably perfect because they have unabashed faith in their choice. So, and that goes for family members that you don't like and you do like. That's not easy to do, right? I have to go to Christmas again with Uncle George. Come on. Okay. So, you know, we have a lot of choices here. And so that's my definition of faith. And so if it's the earth, you really have desire to be a certain way. That gets a little tricky because now you're playing with everybody else's faith, that including mm-hmm. the planet itself, and it might not be their faith, if that helps.
Yes.
So it's a great question, and it's a very common question. I encourage everyone to just do what's super exciting for you, and all the people and all the things are going to come into your universe. I guarantee it.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for your question. Thank you, Carmela.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Thank
you.
Okay. I have something else to add, if that's okay.
I'm going to go to the principal's office again. Yeah. No, I'd rather listen to you. I guarantee you that.
All right. You will have that chance, I know, one of these days soon. Okay. So, go ahead, Zarea.
Well, when you started talking, I lost my train of thought. Okay. Let me
go on to the next question then, if I may.
When I get it back, I'll give you.
You'll let us know. I'm sure.
Okay. Absolutely.
Next caller, and we only have 30 minutes left. So here we go. 703 ending in 6344. There's so much information here. It's super amazing and awesome. Thank you to Q. All right. Hello, and tell us who you are and your question.
Oh, I got it. I got it back.
Yeah, this is Steve in Virginia.
Okay,
yes,
go ahead.
Hey, well, my question actually may tie into what Zuri is probably thinking. But one of the things I always hear is that if we're doing what we're supposed to do or in a loving manner, the things that we need or the people will come to us. And so I feel like we're going to get, you know, kind, loving people, helping people. So is it sort of that if we're off our track and not doing things and not practicing what we truly love or would like to do, is that when we see people who are, I'll just say, difficult or obnoxious or harmful in our ways? Do we need to spend more time trying to figure out what we truly love and do every day?
Yeah, and so thank you very much for that question, and thanks for allowing me to participate with you today. So the definition of love for me, I'm constantly confused by this linguistical nightmare known as the English language. But I do my best, and I don't always use these words correctly. But essentially, for me, love is an emotional body that you feel and participate in. So I'll remind everybody, and when you are, see, there's no right or wrong as a light being. There's only experience. And I'll show you how, if you want to call them laws, you can. There are no laws to experience. It's never ending. So you can't per se, when you're not in this body, it's impossible to judge yourself. It's impossible for a source to judge source. Okay. So there's really only one thing to do in the universe, and that's go to experience and create. And so if you're not doing that, what you create, well, what source has done, that'd be you, has created a sure way to continually provide a roadmap, and it's right in between your chest plate called your light body, your Merkaba. So when you're feeling that sensation in this physical body, that light body, go get excited, it will guarantee you it's going to merge with the other light beings that are excited about the same things you're excited about. And that's why it is bulletproof. It never fails. Just like I'm excited to be on this phone call. Everyone who's calling today has a very similar question. Did you notice that?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and so this is how synchronicity works in a subtle way. We're all, for the most part, desiring to communicate in a way that inspires us, because the inspiration started first. And so I hope that helps you, but it takes I hate to use training, but it's literally a muscle to get the thoughts out of your head and put them in your heart and stay there. And so that's what I'm encouraging everyone to do, so that they get stronger and stronger and stronger. And pretty soon all your informal decision-making is going to come with only one way, and that is your excitement. Does that help?
Yeah, it does, very much so. Okay. I do have one other question. Can I guess at who you are?
Go ahead.
I would say Father JFK and Mother Marilyn Monroe.
If this is a game show, and...
okay.
That was a good one. I enjoyed that one.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Steve. A little laughter. Yep. Thank you, Q. I like that buzz also. All right. Zaray, are you still there before I go on to our next caller?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
What was your comment?
Okay. The key behind all of this is that you know it. You don't believe in it. You don't think it. You don't hope it. You know it. That's
very
the key
good.
Word. You know it. Period.
Okay.
If you're healed,
thank you.
And I know it. If I, you know, I'm having any issues, I'm healed and I know it. Not I'm healed and I might get healed. Or I hope I will. Or I believe I will. Wrong answer. You have to know what you want. That's it.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. Can I just add something to what Zaria just said? And Q has been emphasizing already. And that is who we really are in essence. And that is source. So when you go into your heart and connect with your heart, with your higher self, this is where you do that from. And that connection will also just bring forth the truth in terms of who you are and how to be able to handle people around you. That's all I wanted to say. Okay.
Yeah, that's a really great topic. And it's one I prepared for today and to do my best to explain. And one thing you can see where you're getting off for yourself, when you're getting off track, you'll notice that circumstances bother you more. So I guarantee you, as a source being, circumstances don't matter. It's your state of being. Now, what if you could remember a million lifetimes? You go bonkers, right? And all the circumstances that affected you. So that's one clue if you're hanging on to circumstances. I'll give you an example. If I push Jane down, she gets mad at me, she swears, and we break up, we're friends. We're never friends again. Okay. And next week, Jane says, God, I hate that. I hate that dude. God, I hate that dude. To everyone she knows. Now, so this is how the dark works. Hanging on to circumstances is what the dark wants you to do. And that's not who you are. You don't hang on any circumstance. Why did you hang on to me pushing you down? So most of us are starting to remember that forgiveness, forgetting, is very common, because we only move forward, as Zaria said, we are only excited about what we know we want to do. I hope that helps.
Thank you. That was beautiful. Thank you very much, Q. So don't hang on to circumstances. So just stay in joy. All right, here we go. 313 ending in 8160. Hello. And welcome.
Hi, Jean. Hi, Q. It's Sandra from Michigan. How are you?
Outstanding.
Hello?
Thank you for allowing me to be in your space, and thank you. I'm doing great.
Okay. I know we've spoken before, and I just wanted to say that ask you your what you can see. So a while back in November and December and January, I had two sisters pass within 6 weeks of each other. And then 2 weeks after my second sister passed, my mom fell. She broke her femur. Then she went into the hospital, had surgery, then went to a skilled nursing, then came home. And then about 2 weeks later, she fell again, broke her right hip. So I'm like, okay, I think we're being attacked here. And when my second sister passed, she didn't get embalmed. She was taken, whatever. And when they were washing her body, she went right from the hospital right to the her synagogue, whatever it was. And her body was blue. And then they washed her, and her skin, everything began to glow. And I had been doing a lot of healings and clearings from the Creation Lightship, and also commanding them to, you know, increase their life force energy. Both my sisters, you know, I would talk to them and say it like 600 times in one setting, and doing a lot of commands. So I'm wondering, what can you see? Were they, you know, targeted, attacked? And then, you know, my mother, and so now I've been doing a lot of clearings on her to help with her emotional, you know, baggage and garbage. And she's saying some of the commands too. She's 91. So we're doing what we can, and I'm getting her to do this, but I still feel attacked. So,
okay, so what's the difference between the people doing the exercise and the people not doing the exercise? There'll be a very common denominator.
Between the, well, when we say the commands, we're increasing our life force energy.
Okay, now the people that are not here anymore, how often were they doing them?
They weren't. While they were sick in the hospital, I was doing the clearings from the Creation Light Show.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so this is a generalization. It needs more words, but for the ease of communication, what you're observing now in your relationships is becoming quite common with many, many individuals. And that is, as the ascension cycle gets closer and closer and we're getting higher, higher in frequency, the lower frequency family members aren't able to stay in on track, so to speak. So you may be seeing somebody who got attacked, which can, a lot of mind energy is obvious what's going on there. And so when you have a lot of mind energy, a lot of worry, a lot of stress, your body does not heal. So it's very important, as much as I've promoted some things today, that if we're going to be out of balance in our thoughts, and on top of it all, that's going to amplify the events that are in your personal life and your relationships. So now go back and look at those individuals. And I assure you, you already have one thing in common. They didn't do commands with you, so they didn't do them for themselves. So they obviously don't believe in them. They don't understand the relationship to spirit, and the body just can't keep up with the frequency in which we're going. So look at your life 10 years ago. Look at it now. Notice the relationships that are with you and the ones that aren't. Look how they perceive themselves. Look how they take care of their thought process, balance. So it's all in the mm-hmm. balance with the spirit. Does that help a little bit?
Yes, it did. Two of my sisters were doing some of the commands prior to them getting sick, and then I just feel that they were their demise occurred not on their own, that it was intentional. And then my
yes,
mom,
and then, okay, so that's a true statement. I will
mm-hmm.
validate
okay.
that,
thank
but
you.
the way that happens is mm-hmm. through the negative perception of events in your life. So endorsing, yeah. reinforcing these negative relationships, what inside and outside of the thought and or the other realms, personal life, professional as well, they stick with you. So we must remember that our bodies are a massive genetic historian. And so you carry all the relationships of your ancestors on top of it all.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very tough place to clean yourself out, because you're a tree
right.
that's got thousands and thousands of historians in it. And get this, you have everything your ancestors had, including the relationships. It's quite
right.
quite a conundrum.
Right. I understand mm-hmm. that or understand that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So saying the command, right. dropping the thoughts from our head to our heart constantly, mm-hmm. all the time. I try to do that.
You won't need to do it eventually. So it should be instantaneous. If you can't, it's the here's your clue. How come I can't stop thinking if I want to? That's your clue. How come I'm not in my heart center continuously? Why do I have to meditate to shut my brain down? These are all the clues for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're supposed to be there 100% of the time. And then remember, consciousness is ahead of thinking. You're first, mm-hmm. the body is second. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. And so if you're thinking first, consciousness is now second. That's the best mm-hmm. I can do. I hope that helps.
Okay. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Q. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Sandra. That was great. Great question.
Thank you.
Also. Everybody's question was great. So thank you, everyone. All right. Next one is 787, excuse me, ending in 9035. 9035. You're next.
Yes. Good evening. Thank you for accepting my call. My name is Jaime, and I'm from Puerto Rico. Thank you for accepting my call.
Okay. Okay, Jaime.
I have something, along the lines of the lady. I've had situations where I've had, a lot of difficulties in the last few years. About a year ago, somebody that is a friend of my daughter mentioned the fact that she's a psychic, and she said that she saw me with two psychic attacks on me. So it's a guy and then a lady, but I didn't pay any attention to it, and I just continued on with my life, trying to not accept any negative energies with me. But, I continued, what I'm doing, having some difficulties trying to improve my situations in work, et cetera. And I recently met a healer. My main intention was just to, maybe just heal myself, calm myself, and always doing research, finding about, my past, what has been affecting me in this life. And my second session, I went straight to the point, and I told her, do you have the capacity to find or to see whether I have some psychic attacks on me? Well, the lady responded, yes, you have three. One person who is a man, and that person, his intention is that you never have any success in your life. And second one was a lady, and third was another man. So recently, I had some other difficulties, which was what I was trying to resolve, and I had another setback. So, that put me back into thinking into the, what's going on with me. So I'd like to see, what really what the problem is, whether I'm making it up or whether it's I shouldn't be thinking about that or what.
Okay, very good. Well, Zaria already answered your question, but I'm going to reiterate. And so here's my pet peeve with the so-called psychic community, psionic community, palm readers, is the minute someone says you have an entity attached to you, well, they just gave it to you because now you reinforced it and believed it. And so this is how the dark works. They love that you believe there's an abduction by yourself. And it is very easy for them to do, okay? And so forgive me if this is redundant information for you. And so first of all, thank you for allowing me to answer this question and allowing me to participate with you. And so here is another way of looking at things because of the way we observe through the mind. Everyone is continuously courting each other here. And so it's really not that important. It's not uncommon. So if you go in a room full of people and one guy across the room has a negative thought about you and another person has an, well, that's an abduction and a courting. Now, to what degree the intention is there is probably, a real strong, let's say, observation that only you would know. So if, let's say, somebody believes you've done harm to them and all they want is harm for you, well, that's all it takes for the courting. And does that ring a bell? Is that something that resonates with you?
Yeah. You know, that could be it. You know, in my career, I might have, you know.
Okay, so the first thing I would do is okay. You don't need any psychics, okay?
All right, okay.
You just need you.
Okay.
And the exercises that we've provided on the Creation Light Shift is all you need. Now, most courting, most anti-attachments for me are all alien, every one of them, because they're riding on your emotions. They want your emotions. They want thoughts to continually bombard you with that courting. That's how they get their luge. Okay. So the mind to heart drop, life force energy, both those are really good. And just get comfortable with it. And I assure you, you don't need any help outside yourself because you're so powerful.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yes, it does. You said the other, because I jotted down all those affirmations.
Yeah, right.
Like
so the one I love, the one I really like people to use until they get comfortable using their own commands is, I command my spirit to increase my life force energy now.
Okay.
And that one will come very easy to you. It flows really nice. Most people get an instant change in their not only in their biology, but in their annealment of the Merkaba to your physical body. Does help that
okay.
help?
There's another one that I was that I heard you once, and I wrote it down, which is the one to remove from me anything that is not authentically me. That's also a good one to use, no?
Yeah, and so if you're going to do that one over and over again, you're saying, I guess I didn't remove it. So, you know,
okay.
So if you did it once, you did it. And so now another question would be, how come I keep inviting these individuals in? And 9 times out of 10, it's going to be through the brain or meditation or both.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you very much for your help. Thank you, Jane.
You betcha. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, honey. All right. Okay. Moving right along here. And the next is 323 ending in 1296. 1296. Welcome. And just let us know who you are. Hello. Okay. 323 ending in 1296. You are on. Okay, let's go on to the next one. Sorry we couldn't reach you. 405 ending in 0316.
Hello, Jane and Q. This is Margie in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I'd like affirmation or prayer in the healing of my digestion system. I was healed. I am healed, but I've had sort of a slight reoccurrence lately, and I thought maybe you could give me a reading here. And or possibly pinpoint my issue or issues maybe.
Okay, real good. Thank you for allowing me to participate with you. So I don't give individuals readings per se. So I just want you to remind yourself of the things we talked about today on the show, and that is, ask yourself, why do you believe you're not healing? Why is it that I keep being unhealed?
Okay, I'll keep asking that, yeah.
Okay, so what is it?
Well,
you fixed yourself once and now you can't, and you need something outside yourself, that'd be me, to help you. So tell me.
I do.
And of course, I can help you, but what do you think it is?
Well, I'm hoping that, well, I don't want to really say exactly. I don't know exactly for sure because it's not something that just recently, you know, came on me, though. Mm-hmm. But I do think I've got some blockages, I believe.
Okay. Can you hold me there? Can you hold me there?
I cancel that. I didn't want to say I believe that. I don't. There we go.
I almost got my chance. Okay.
I'm learning. I feel okay. So much lighter just being on this call today. I can't tell you how much. I just feel freed up right now. When I called in, I thought, I need to.
I can give you the answer right now. Do you want the answer right now?
Yes, I would. Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, I want you to do this for me. Stop thinking. Can you stop thinking right now?
Oh.
That's the answer to your problem.
Oh,
And you're internalizing the information, and guess where it likes to go? Ring a bell? Ring a bell? Think about all the things you're hanging on to from your past in your relationships, et cetera.
Yeah, a lot of things have been passing through, and I do get stuck on things, and I know
I'll give you another exercise.
When I release it, I'm free. I get freed up when I keep saying I release it.
Yeah, and so that's why a lot of us get sick. Yeah, that's why a lot of us get sick. See, notice how much chitter-chatter is up there. Everything you've talked about so far is in the past. So everything you've talked about so far is in the past. This is how the dark loves to manipulate you. If you keep perpetuating things that have already happened, you're going to get them, okay? So here is an exercise you can do that's completely different than the commands to your spirit. Leave your phone at home. Go out in the woods. Go out in the country. Sit down and ask yourself, where did that thought come from? Did you create it? Or did you receive it? And so this is what I am encouraging everybody to get to is, was that my thought? Did I bring it into me? Because remember, the light body is before the brain. Remember, the light body is how you wiggle your finger. So thinking is always going to be second from the light. So you're either receiving or you're transmitting or somebody else is doing it for you. Okay?
Does that help? Yes, I think it does. Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Very good.
Have a beautiful day.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Blessing.
Thank you. We have like three other callers, but before we open that up, I just wanted to mention to everyone this has been such a tremendous call for Q, and if you would like to donate to him. Because at this time, you know, we can always use a little something to help us along on this road, on this path. So you can go ahead, and I think I'll just go ahead and utilize what I've said before in the past, if I can, Q. And that is you can send your donation to PleiadianStars@gmail.com on PayPal. If you do it through your debit or credit card, it'll still go to him, but it'll be deducted. So for all of you that do have PayPal, go PayPal to PayPal. Again, that would be to PleiadianStars@gmail.com. It comes to me. And if you put note under note, go ahead and put Q so I'll know that that is for Q. So again, donations for Q is do this right now. Do it when you get a chance or want to. Go to Pleiadian, Pleiadian, stars, stars at gmail.com. I will receive it and then I will accumulate all of it and then send it over there to Q. So with that being said, we'll go ahead now to the next caller. And this individual has a long number. Starts with 614, ending in 8857. Hello.
Oh, hello, Jane and Q.
Yes.
It's Debbie from Australia. It's Debbie from Australia.
Okay, Debbie. Yes, Debbie, right?
No, Debbie. Debbie
Okay.
Oh, well, Stevie. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I like to just say hello to everyone, and I thought I'll ask you if you'd like to sing to us again today.
I won't be let back on. I don't think.
Oh yes, you will.
Okay. Let's see. What's inspiring me? What is inspiring
That's a good
me?
Question.
You know, my favorite one is, I'll do a real quick one, is if we close our eyes and maybe realize there's more to life than what we have known, and I can't believe I've lived so long living lies I knew were wrong inside. I've just begun to see the light. Again, thank you, Jeff Tate.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Who's the author? I mean, who's the
It's
the,
Jeff
the
Tate. And, if you heard him, you'd go, this is an embarrassment to his music. Because he's so incredible. But it is astonishing how many musicians were doing their best to get good messaging out, and you know, I applaud so many that aren't here anymore because they were getting good messaging out. But can I put some thank yous out real quick, Jane?
Of course, please.
Oh, I'm interrupting this caller. I'm sorry. Does the caller have a question for me?
I just wanted to hear you sing again. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm a little out of key today. Forgive me.
All yours.
All right. I want to thank Carol for the energy, Pawnee for the energy, Christian for the energy. All of you are so kind. I never expected to receive, and I thank you so much. It's so great to be received well. Thank you so much. I'd like to thank Ruth Moravan and Roberto, you as well. Thank you so much for giving me great care and the intentions. I feel them, and thank you so much for the love. And Jane and Billy, you as well. It's endless what you give me. It's just amazing. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And the same with you.
And
of
course.
I think we all feel that. We all do. Yes.
Yeah, it's just so fun that we get to collaborate this. But we have time for another question?
Okay. I think we have time for a couple more. Okay, so here we go. Next caller now is, hold on a second, 606 ending in 9173.
Hello, Q.
Hello.
First time I've been on. Hello, Jane. This is Mary from Kentucky. And Billy and Zora. Hey. I love you all.
Okay, Mary.
Yeah, Q, I have a question. Can you do you have a mantra or a suggestion for like being weak and drained of energy? I mean, I do everything to try to help myself. Maybe there's something I'm not doing right.
Good. Yeah, thanks for allowing me to receive this question. Getting very common too. What geography are you in?
Kentucky.
Yeah, like where in Kentucky?
Powell County.
Okay.
Clay City.
Yeah, okay. What's your diet like?
I eat vegetables and fruits, and I drink protein, and I try to drink plenty of water and
What kind of protein are you drinking?
It's a protein I got off Amazon. I mean, it seems like it's pretty good. I mix it in
is
milk.
Is it soy based?
You know, I don't know. I haven't really checked that out.
Yeah, I would go look. I would go look at that and maybe the way they're processed.
There's one thing. I have been on pain pills for a long time, and I'm just now getting off. I've had a lot of pain and problems in the past.
in my shoulders and
okay.
down my
so
neck.
So you doesn't sound
that.
Like you need doesn't sound like you need Q to answer your question, does it?
I don't know. I need a little help.
Okay. When we started the show, we promoted.
I didn't hear the first of it. I missed it.
Okay. What's a natural occurring element in our environment that all animals eat every day, mammals anyway, and humans need to have in their diet every day continuously is polycosanol. And that is a natural element in plants, broccoli, honey, jaggery. Jaggery is the water that's removed from.
Is that in a tablet or something you can get?
You can get them in tablets, but I suggest you get them. The one company we are promoting is, at least I am, Nanos Soma, because it's in a liquid form. And,
okay.
But all you have to do is make sure you increase your diet to include raw honey every day or jaggery. Jaggery is just sugar cane with all the water removed from it. Just to introduce that, do it three times a day, whatever feels right to you. I guarantee you everything's going to change. But getting off of painkillers is going to have a withdrawal system, as everybody I'm sure knows, and the doctors that come in.
Oh, believe me, I've been going through it. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, okay. And again, if you don't have energy.
I haven't had energy for a long time, okay?
All right. Now, the other thing I suggest you do is you command your spirit to increase your life force energy.
Okay.
And do that three times,
that
and it'll work, I guarantee you.
Well, I'm going to do it.
Okay, and you do it verbally, not in the mind.
Right. Okay.
Okay,
yes.
Very good, Mary. Yeah.
Good day.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. We have only, okay, so let's see if we can get these two people in, and our call will be over then. All right, next caller is 678, ending in 2877. Hello.
Hi, my name is Yolande. Hi, Q. Hi, Jane. How are you?
Okay.
Good day.
We have like 1 minute. Go ahead. Sorry, Q.
It's all right.
Yes, Q. Please tell me if I continue to say I commend my spirit to bless me with everything I desire, and I will have everything I desire.
Yes, but then you'll be laughing at yourself because you already have everything.
Thank you so much. All my love.
Very good.
Cheers. Have a beautiful day.
She got it. Very good. People are really waking up here. So this is our next caller. Last caller is 951 and ending in 5763. Hello. There we go. Hello. Are you there? Okay. All right. All right, everyone. It's been a great, great call with Q. Q, you've got the last few seconds here.
Well, thanks for doing this, Zoraya and Jane. It's just such a thrill to have all this opportunity for us all to mingle on the radio and chat, and I assure you I learn more than the people listening, and I thank you so much for this opportunity.
Okay. Hey, how about the command for all of us, Q? Go for it.
Okay. All right. Together, everyone, I command Prime Creation to increase our life force energy. I command Prime Creation to increase our life force energy. I command Prime Creation to increase our life force energy. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 now. God bless everyone.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Kim. Thank you, everyone. All right. That's all for today. Enjoy. There we go, everyone. See you soon again. We love you all. Have a wondrous, glorious, and loving day. Bye-bye.